has there been any response by the police or any response by city government to at least the killing of Alton Sterling, if not of Philando Castile, this morning?
I haven't heard anything from anyone in our community here in Portland or through the state of Oregon. I heard things from President Obama. He sent out a statement, and a couple of other high-ranking political leaders have spoke out, but no one here locally that I can comment on that I've seen speak out in regards to this issue. Most of the time, from what we've seen, even during the Pride community events, people are embracing the police in our community, and they're not embracing the issues that we're dealing with. And so that's kind of an offhanded insult to people that are out there sacrificing their time and energy to promote these causes. We need our voices elevated, and we need our community to help us get these messages out.
Over the past few years, there have been a number of these demonstrations and protests at Pioneer Square, in front of City Hall, in front of the Justice Center. Do you think that any of this is sinking in Portland?
Well, it's sinking in to the point where, since we're doing this, it's bringing more awareness to the issues that we have in our local policing and in our state judicial system. I know that a couple of months back I had a trial where basically it put the district attorney's office on trial and not me, because they were, they were so inadequate in their ability to prosecute protesters for protesting police brutality. It seems like the culture here in Oregon is basically that it's illegal to protest your public servants, whether they're local politicians or whether they're police. And we have to change that culture, because it takes away from the message. When they criminalize protesters, or when they criminalize community members for standing on the front line and screaming out the injustice about what's happening, they basically patronize the opportunity to deal with these issues. They neglect that opportunity, and they neglect our needs.
To ask about a recent specific thing that happened, the Albina Ministerial Alliance, they released a statement that decried the lack of an African-American presence in the command staff of the Portland police. And I know Don't Shoot Portland responded that, I think, quote, "None of the demoted captains should be chief. We don't need tokens. We need real leadership." Could you clarify that situation for me?
Well, basically what we've seen in Portland with the issues in our chief, and having a actual chief, I guess, because we've had several former chiefs, but what we've seen is basically a culture that is so intimate and so bound within our local systems that they will even, it takes integrity to do the right thing. And all of those officers, when we're out here as private citizens or even protesters, we're expecting a high moral standard of ethics from our public servants, and especially those with the guns and the weaponry and the opportunity to protect and service. And so when you see that in a line of opportunity where they are given this choice to lead with integrity and be responsible, none of them took a leadership role. Everyone said, oh, I thought this was going to happen, or someone else was going to do. No one took the authority or leadership to let someone outside of that meeting happen, or even to research if it was, if it was an honest opportunity, like if it was legal for them not to speak out. I don't think that they followed protocol that would have kept the public safe, and that's their main job. They did it that time. They've probably done it before.
What does Don't Shoot Portland, or you yourself, see as what needs to be done in Portland for police reform?
Well, in Portland, because we are in a voting election cycle, we have a lot of issues in politics with trust and credibility among the elected leaders and those seeking the opportunity to lead. And I think that this discussion about Black lives, that it needs to be opened up. I think that more agencies and more organizations need to get involved and engaged on these topics, because it's not just a Black matter. And I mean, even with the police reform things that are happening, Dennis Rosenblum, when offered the opportunity to work with me by Joe Walsh. He said, well, we're already in conversations with black people. That's not what this is.
Wow.
This is not having groups of people that you feel can legitimize or pacify your opportunity to lead us wherever you feel. The opportunity for leadership comes with servitude, and if you're not going out and actively looking for all of the community members that are affected by these issues, or as many as possible, then you're not seeking the answers that you need to lead. And so we just need to break that culture. We call it a gatekeeper culture, and it needs to end.
Don't Shoot Portland is also calling on people to write in to the media and the op-ed campaign that you mentioned. Do you feel that the media in Portland has been serving the city well when it comes to these shootings?
No, they haven't. I've actually myself felt like I've been criminalized or slandered and sometimes just treated critically as a victim survivor of police brutality and community violence by the media and really a lot of community leaders. And I think that that type of retaliation against people that speak out against these type of issues, that not only will austerity in our government and the changes that come later will show that that was necessary engagement, but I think that if they look at our history, that it never supported people like Dr. King or any of the other people that fought for civil rights and human rights on the front line. So that type of attitude needs to change, and media is the forefront of that change. They have the biggest opportunity to make a direct change. I'm hoping people use that outlet to express how they feel about police brutality, and I'm hoping that media takes up the opportunity to publish those letters.
You're calling on people to come out to this protest tonight. Is there any message you would like to give to people who are going to show up?
Open to the public. It's a peaceful, nonviolent direct action. It's like most of our events that we've had. A lot of media has reported that we have extremely safe events. A lot of people know that. You know, we'll have a lot of the unity that we've had during some of our big protests because we've noticed that a lot of the different organizers that we connect with are going to be on the forefront. So we're just looking out for having our speakers speak. Loretta Ray, who was with us back in the 2014-2015 protest, she'll be leading the march. We have Lamara Haynes, who's going to be speaking out and helping us with our communications, and a ton of other speakers. But we want to go ahead and put our young voices on the front line again so that they can help carry the voices of so many people in our country that don't get a chance to speak out.
I have been speaking with Teresa Rayford of Don't Shoot PDX. We've been talking about a protest that will be happening tonight at Pioneer Square at 7 p.m. in protest of the police killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile recently. Teresa Rayford, thank you very much for speaking with me tonight.
Well, thank you, KBOO. Thank you for being a partner in the community.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.